Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 7 after the hour, time for the weekly Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio, the charts provided by Talkers Magazine for this hour and for the hour that accompanies the official Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. Joining me here is Jennifer Horn from KRLA and the Good Day program, Jay Kirshner from Good Day, Doug Steffen from Good Day. The charts are for the week of March 20th to the 24th this year, and Jennifer, we were just talking off the air about my overview of the TikTok hearings, and so James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas, said he was eager to hear my take. And Jennifer said under her breath she was not eager to hear what my take was.
But I said it in jest just to try to make you laugh. Because you sounded so like businessy when we sat down. And yes, we have a lot of business to discuss, but you know, we have to have a little fun.
Yeah, we always have fun when we're together. But I think, and watching, I asked Jay earlier if she had paid attention to the hearings, because they were like 5 hours plus of all these people droning on. And, you know, you look at some of these Congress people, and you know they don't know what the hell they're talking about at all. They don't know what they're asking.
TikTok, so of course they don't know what they're talking about.
They should have brought in some specialists.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But, to be fair, some of these guys, they will consult with people in their office if they're good congressional representatives. They'll consult with people so that it sounds like they know what they're talking about.
Did you hear my story about Marjorie Taylor Greene this week? Did you pass that along? No, you didn't pass
that
along.
No, why would I? You have to hear her real reaction to this in real time.
This is your girlfriend that you turned on.
Okay, so I'm coming back. I was in Orlando. I was in Florida last weekend, and I finished up in Orlando on Monday afternoon. So I go to the airport, get on a plane to fly back home. And I plop myself into number two, the second row.
Shut up. I am going to go crazy right now. Okay, let me have it.
And you know what's going on. And I looked up, and there in the seat in front of me, plopping herself down, is Marjorie Taylor Greene.
And you knew for sure it was her.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yep. And so how could you not know that it was her? So I didn't pay my... I mean, during the course of the flight, about 2 hours up to Washington... and I just kind of wanted, I was more interested to see whether people getting on the plane or the guy sitting next to her knew who she was.
Yeah, and if they were going to throw eggs at her or something, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, to a point. But she sort of, I think when they make their plane arrangements, they make sure that they put them in a seat where you're not going to be somebody as visible as she is. You put her someplace where, you know, she's not going to be an attraction. And I don't think the guy she was sitting next to knew who she was at all. So a couple of times during the course of the flight, we exchanged just one looking at the other. But she was, why wouldn't she stay to herself?
So I got off the plane. Did you give her
a wink? Well, I got off the plane, and she had gotten off in front of me, obviously. She was in one, I was in two. And I walked up to her, and I said, I'm Doug Steffen, do a national radio program. But I'm probably not one of the people who would think it would be a good idea to interview you, because I don't do a political program. But I looked at her and I said, you are a very interesting national character. And she sort of looked at me and didn't know what to make of what I was saying to her. So then as we go through the course of the week, as Jay is teasing me, and a few others are teasing me as well, suggesting that I missed an opportunity to say, hey, I think you're interesting. Next time in Washington, why don't you have lunch with me?
Yeah.
See, right? It was like one of those children, like one of those little boys that pulls the girl's pigtails because he likes her. Like,
exactly.
Hey, I'm one of the only radio people who wouldn't want you on their show.
Well, why don't you? Yeah, I mean, I'm exactly right. But you also said that she was an interesting character, which I think...
She is an interesting character.
I know.
She's a very interesting character.
Maybe you should have said, maybe you could take me to the Capitol one day and show me around.
Take
me to
your
leader.
I find
it incredibly interesting.
Take me to your leader. All right. So anyway, Jennifer.
Wow, so she was... And you liked her, huh? She was nice to you?
Yeah, she was... Well, I mean, she wasn't nice or not nice. She just...
What did she say to you? Thank you?
I mean, kind of.
Did she have a time to respond?
Well, there was a guy behind her. She was in first class, and her guy was behind in coach, who had her bag and all her stuff. So she waited for him. That's how I happened to get a chance to talk to her, because she was waiting for this guy who was her aide to get off the plane with her bag and whatever else. And you talk about somebody who is ginky googy looking. Wow. Oof. Okay, anyway.
Is there a Mr. Taylor Greene?
No, she got divorced last year.
She's single and ready to mingle. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Listen to you. Okay, next. The weather, number 10 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine is the weather. And this tornado that tore through part of Los Angeles, that's pretty rare. I guess one or two people were injured. What can you tell us, Jen,
oh my gosh,
about what happened and how people reacted to this?
Yeah,
there was a tornado in L.A.
No, and this latest round, you know, they call it the atmospheric river, which is kind of ridiculous. Right. It was raining heavily, but these two storms come together to form this one major storm, and so I guess there was some unsteady air. And we started getting tornado warnings on Tuesday night, kind of upset during the rookie, by the way. Come on.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
And there were two tornadoes that touched down, at least that I know of. One in Carpinteria did some damage at, of course, the mobile home park. But the big one was in Montebello, and that one looked like a real twister. I mean, I'm not talking about a little ground spout or a little spout of water. This was like a real tornado, and it came through over an industrial park and ended up 11 businesses are now red tagged. I think 17 businesses were just kind of messed up in total. But this one poor business owner, he was in this industrial building, and he said he was in the front, his workers were in the back, and the roof got lifted off their building.
Oof.
And he was he was crying his eyes out. He was like, he was scared. And he said he thought he had lost his whole crew, and thankfully no one was hurt. But it just, we don't know how to deal with that stuff, so it becomes much more dramatic.
Yeah, right. And this is the time of year when these things are going to happen in other parts of the country for sure. National Weather Service says that there was, in fact, a tornado that did touch down. But I didn't know that California averaged 11 tornadoes a year. I never thought
that
was
there. I had no idea.
Yeah, up in the Central Valley. Yeah, right. This is the kind of stuff that you see down the, you know, maybe in the Mid-South, the Midwest, Ohio, and places south of there, Indiana, Illinois, Idaho. Yeah, that's where you see. Well, actually, you don't see them much in Idaho, but you see them further south from there, certainly across the Mid-South. So, anyway, you've had an exciting week of weather, and I think my son tells me that he thinks it's over now, that
the
worst
Tuesday.
Is over. Tuesday, another one?
It's going to be a nice weekend, though. I think it's going to be sunny, and then Tuesday, it's another storm, Tuesday into Wednesday.
I'm back next week, so make sure you
That's
fix
why.
It.
We'll try to get it out of the way.
Get it out of the way. All right, other things here. This discussion about the Wyoming abortion pill or the law there, this is number 9 on the list. This judge temporarily halted the ban. So there are legal challenges, as there are going to be. There is, as a result of this judge is named Melissa Owens. Do you think men and women look at this issue differently? I guess that would be one of the observations I have, is that oftentimes when it comes to issues like this, men and women, and maybe this is a sexist comment, and you can say that if that's what you think, that the men who are sitting on the bench are making different decisions about these things than women who are sitting on the bench.
I hope not. I hope that's not different, because...
Right.
You know, the law should
Well,
be the
Republicans
law.
Are different in their interpretation of the law than Democrats.
Mostly,
oftentimes.
I mean, in that respect, it's most people believe most Republicans believe that the Constitution is the Constitution, and most Democrats believe that the Constitution is the so-called living, breathing document. So I think maybe you see it in that respect, but you should be applying the law like you apply the law no matter what you feel.
Well,
about
that's what we always say, but it doesn't happen.
Yeah, well,
black people who are on the who are judges interpret the law differently than white people, and you see that happening all the time. So in this case, I guess I don't want to get distracted by that side issue, but I just wondered out loud whether there were...
When it comes to the side of abortion, it seems like you're either for or against it, and you have your reasons, and that's regardless of whether you're a man or a woman.
Yeah, I think so. That's probably true. So anyway, this temporary halt on the abortion ban
There's legal challenges. This stuff, how much money, I guess my question on this, how much time, how much money, how much effort is going to be spent over the years by Republicans and Democrats, by men, by women, by companies, by individuals, to try to come to a middle of the road? Because let's face it, sooner or later there has to be a middle of the road. You can't take an extraordinary, extremely extraordinary position on either side and have it succeed. It's just not going to. And so at what point do the extremists get out of the way and we come back to some sort of rational thinking on this? It's kind of like gun control. I always remembered when I first started doing talk radio back in the 70s, there were three things that you could always get people, if you had nothing else to talk about, you could talk about abortion, gun control, and capital punishment, and about, oh yeah, let's go. And it's the same for the past 40 years. The responses to all of those issues, comment wise from listeners, has been the same. It's nothing changes. And so we've spent we're spending all this time on this sort of thing. This is, you know, this is an issue, but it doesn't get resolved. It is like gun. It doesn't get resolved. Anyway, that's number nine. Number eight is the continuing focus on this lawsuit. I didn't get that there was anything really new this week. Did I miss out the Dominion lawsuit against Fox?
There was something new about the response to the lawsuit, and that is that a woman who works for Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business, who was kind of inched out, just filed a lawsuit against Fox, saying that she believes that Fox is trying to use Maria Bartiromo and her as a scapegoat during this Dominion lawsuit. And she's like, I'm not standing for that. So she's coming out fighting. And Maria Bartiromo still works at Fox Business. But that would be interesting. And I don't know, Fox-esque, to try to avoid problems by offering up one of their own. And it looked like, I guess, at least according to this one person, which is why it's news this week, that it was going to be Maria Bartiromo and her crew.
Yeah. Well, listen, she's been there. Where was she before? I forget. She never worked for Bloomberg, but she was somewhere before she went to Fox. Nobody ever knew what her politics were until she went over to Fox, which seemed kind of a shame because I thought she was always pretty credible, frankly. All right, there's that story. We'll continue as we are on the Talk Radio Review here at 18 after the hour.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken. That's what you've seen. That's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein. And that's what revs up your metabolism naturally. So you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at 1-833-TOP-LAW.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen at your service. Social media time. I'm wondering whether we ought to ask a question, but I'm wondering out loud now what will happen to it, because apparently the things that you are posting, Jay, on our social media are not getting, they don't get connected, or they get disconnected because of the algorithms that change all the time at Facebook and Twitter and
holding us down.
Yeah, holding back.
And one of the ways that most users use Facebook is people don't typically just go to actual pages. They see things in their newsfeed, and they'll scroll through the newsfeed. And if you like a page, it doesn't necessarily mean you will see it in the newsfeed. Those are settings that users have to actually go. They have to go to the page, say you want to follow the page, say you want to put... you want to see this page's updates in your newsfeed. Otherwise, a lot of times, not everything is being seen. And there have been a lot of posts this week that have, when you look at the insights, they're not even reaching anybody. Nobody's even able to see it because it's being hidden from, the algorithm is hiding it from the news feeds. And some of them, it actually says no insights available. Like there's a glitch in the system and it's not even letting you see if there are anybody that's actually seeing this able to engage. And you can't engage in something you don't see.
Well, I'm wondering...
It's a catch-22.
We always ask about the news stories. One of the questions that we ask for you to respond to on our social media is basically a focus on what you've been following this week. And it's understood. I can see some responses here about TikTok and bank failures and that sort of thing. The usual stuff of Fauci and immigration and that kind of stuff. The thing that bothers me is that now I feel like we're a victim as well as all these other people that have been victimized by the people that basically control the content. You don't control it. I don't control it. It's control from the top. And so you wriggle that around to the TikTok hearings this week, and you listen to the phony baloney BS that's coming from the CEO, and you know that it's almost like they were all in cahoots with each other, that they're all doing the same thing.
They are.
Yeah, they are.
But also think of the topics, too, because any newsworthy post that is considered polarizing, it's not even being seen by anybody. But yet, ask what's the best concert you've ever gone to, or just say good morning, and that's not a polarizing argumentative topic. Well, yeah, that one's going to let people see it.
Well, I'm looking at a post. With so vast a number of real misinformation platforms available to Americans, China's real control of American lives is vast, and additional dependence continues to increase daily. That's a comment I just saw on one of the television sites. Yeah, and so I do think that a good question for us to ask, and maybe across the week we do get, you know, we'll be able to have some indirect comments from people. Should TikTok be banned here? I think it should be. I think there are a lot of things that are like this, however, but I'm not sure that Zuckerberg and Elon Musk and that bunch are connected directly to the Chinese government, but you got to know that they do a lot of business with the Chinese. They do millions, hundreds of millions of dollars a year with Chinese interests. You know that, because that's the way it is. Everything is international now. It's not national. We are, our national interests are put aside because of international interests. And you can see it every day with the way, I mean, whether you want to make this a political discussion about how the Bidens seem to protect the Chinese, because who knows what kind of business dealings they have. You know, there's that. But there are the people who, you know, have gotten huge contributions from Zuckerberg and his political action committees.
There's tons of lobbyists. It's all about the money. This yeah. problem, as usual, is all about the money, for sure.
So do we ever, are we done? Congress. Are we doomed because you can't fight this money? You can't overtake it? It's been since Citizens United, that decision has changed everything. And so all of this stuff is just a big mess that doesn't look like it has a resolve. All right, 28 after this is Good Day.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Authorities in Texas made a gruesome discovery in a train car.
12 migrants were found in a train car near Uvalde, Texas, including two that were dead. Officials say the migrants were discovered by Border Patrol agents. The surviving migrants were treated by first responders, some needing to be airlifted to hospitals. I'm Dave Collins.
A teacher in North Carolina has resigned after allegedly taping the mouths of three 11-year-olds in her class. One of the boys sent a text to his mother with a picture. His mother immediately went to the school. Police have determined that after consulting with the district attorney, an assault charge was not warranted. Former President Trump kicking off his 2024 presidential campaign today in Waco, Texas. Memphis guard Jamira Schutz has been charged with assault for allegedly punching Bowling Green player Elisa Brett as the two teams lined up for handshakes. Corey Myers, USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art.
Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
Well, we're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get? And as fast as possible.
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot. But as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The charts for the week of March 20th through the 24th. Apologize for my voice. My voice seems to have gone south here all of a sudden. As I spent a lot of day on the farm yesterday, we put this program together at the end of the week. It's heard all over the country, all over the weekend. And so as spring has sprung and the grass is riz, there are all kinds of... It usually happens when I'm spending more time in California, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. It happens there more often because we have an early spring, right?
In California, you want me to tell you about the allergies? We have been having them, but I think that the worst is yet to come because there's been so much rain. And that means it's going to be a really beautiful spring, but that really beautiful spring comes with pollen.
Well, it comes with pollen,
grass,
and funguses and things that grow because of the
water. But also when you have that cold snap that keeps coming that Southern California is actually experiencing, that creates all kinds of issues, too.
Right.
You get
number
that sexy post-nasal drip.
Ah, that's what it is, yeah. Number six on the list, the candidates and who's running and what's new. I don't see anything new this week. Does anybody, Jennifer, you usually follow this more closely because you're working on a station that's pretty political.
Yeah, no one new has jumped into the race yet. Tim Scott, I think, is probably expected to come in next. He's a senator from South Carolina. And so that can be, an interesting element maybe next week, actually.
Why?
I haven't
who
heard
even knows
this week,
who he is?
I'm sorry?
Who even knows who the guy is? He's not
Tim Scott. He's the junior senator under Lindsey Graham, South Carolina. He gave the Republican response to the State of the Union last year. He's the he's black. He's the one who did police reform that the Democrats all poo-pooed, even though they wanted police reform.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So he definitely has a rising star. I don't know if it's his year, but we'll see, because the polling all indicates that it really is all about Trump and DeSantis at this point. And maybe one of the biggest things that happened this week is that Ron DeSantis, most Republicans came out, and including all the ones in the presidential field, Vivek Ramaswamy and Nikki Haley, who are already in, came out in like full-throated support for Trump, saying that the DA, not necessarily for him as a person, but that the DA in New York looks like he's weaponizing the government to take down Trump. Yeah. And so they all came and stood with him. Ron DeSantis, on the other hand, didn't quite do such a full-throated endorsement, and he was saying something along the lines of, well, you know, you play with porn stars, that's not my world, hush money, I don't really, you know, it's like trying to look above it all, and so he got a lot of criticism. But he did this interview with Piers Morgan and kind of for the first time started really hitting at Trump this week. So that's been one of the stories, and it's because he's down in the polls by quite a bit.
Well, they keep depends on there were two polls this weekend. Yeah, the one that was paid for by Trump interests showed him way down.
No, the one that I'm talking about, like Morning Consult, I think AP did one this week. There were a couple that showed Trump up by 28 points.
Well, it's nonsense. What difference does it make? We are how far away are we? We're
absolutely
a year and a half away.
Anything
from this is so stupid. Who
but
cares?
When you're trying to figure out your ego, you know.
Yeah, let's go. Number five is the war Russia has become. The Indians are at odds with the Russians because the Russians promised to deliver a lot of arms, military support to India, but because of the war in Ukraine, the Indian Air Force says they don't have any of the planes that the Russians promised them, and so there's a real strain on the relationship the Indians have with the Russians. And to this point, the largest defense supplier to India has been the Russians. And this shows you behind the scenes, again, back to the military-industrial complex. It's not just here in America. It's not just American companies. Companies all around the world, the Chinese, make huge, huge, huge amounts of money by selling this armament, all the things that are developed and are manufactured in mostly our country, some of them in Europe, not too many of them, but certainly the Chinese and the Russians. So apparently the Russian embassy in New Delhi has been closed because of the Indians being annoyed and their protests and stuff around it. The Indians spent $5.5 billion with the Russians to there's some kind of new air defense system that they bought, and the Russians won't give it to them because they're using it in Ukraine. I wouldn't, if I was an Indian or I was in charge of buying, I'd look at the results of the war in Ukraine and think, well, maybe not. Maybe that stuff isn't, maybe it's not worth putting all that together. All right, so ladies, any comments?
I think you got it.
Mm-hmm. So
pretty
let's
spot
go.
On.
Number four, the visit by Xi Jinping to
write your letters to Xi Jinping.
Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping get together this week. A love fest.
I think this is the biggest story of the week. Forget all of our political stuff in this country right now. This is a huge, huge issue that. The Biden administration has been spinning this, that this is their summit shows that American leadership is back. I don't know. Like, I want what they're drinking, because what they're doing is trying to create a controlling power of the world and trying to ace the United States out of it. And if people do not take China seriously, Doug, to your credit, you have for the time that I've known you. You've talked about this. The fact that they're buying up our farmland, they own all of our businesses, our pharmaceuticals, our digital and electronic stuff. I mean, it is nuts. And now he's over there with Vladimir Putin in a show of solidarity. Come on. How can we not be disturbed with
this? But, the other side of it is, the practical side of it is, they get literally nothing from the Russians in terms of business.
I know.
Zero. Nothing. They get 40% of their income from us, from the United States, from business interests here. 40% of their total gross domestic product comes from one country, that's us. And yet they're at odds with us. Maybe they feel like at this point in time they've sucked enough from us to be able to stand on their own or to stick it up our keister or whatever it is. But it seems very impractical, unless the Chinese want to take over the Russian Federation. Who knows what is on people's minds, but you know what I'm saying, in terms of the business of war, the business of government, the business of politics. This is a one-sided relationship. China has all the power, all the control. What are they don't need the Russians for anything other
but they
than
can
give them a high five.
And the, mm-hmm. the show is that they're there, and they're the ones who are handling Putin, and the United States is not. You know, that's mm-hmm. the problem. They've been making deals in the Middle East. The United States is not. And so that is what I think is probably more disturbing than anything, is that are we not going to stand up and continue to be the leaders on the globe, or are we just going to fade away and not do that? And there's a difference of opinion between Americans about that.
Yeah. All right. So I just want to go back to the war for just a second, because I'm just looking at some video that shows all these Russian tanks being eviscerated by the what they call the white wolves in Ukraine. They keep throwing this stuff. The Russians keep putting all their armament up there, and the Ukrainians bomb the hell out of them. Now, is this what would happen? Because most of the armaments the Ukrainians are using. Are American armaments made here. So does that mean that the American armaments are much better than the Russian armaments? That's kind of, there's a war going on between America and Russia here in sort of an unspoken way. And you look at the results of them, the Ukrainians, who aren't really that great at using some of our technology, and how they're beating the hell out of the Russians. Maybe there's something to be said about that in an observational way. That's why I brought it up, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've got the banks, we've got the feds, we've got, I want to spend the time that we have remaining in this segment on the economy. Jennifer, how did you handle this, all of the rate hike this week, the discussion of the bank failures and how that happened, what it's doing to our pocketbooks, what it's doing to our ability to borrow money, what it's doing to our ability to buy homes? I noticed that Ford made a big deal this week out of introducing a less than 1% rate, which is pretty interesting, considering you can't buy a lot of new stuff and there's not a lot of inventory. That 0.9% interest rate on cars that you buy from Ford if you finance through them. So that flies in the face of what it costs to borrow money from the bank to buy a house, to remortgage. Well, nobody's remortgaging now anyway. But to go back to you for a second, and what your take, how you came across with it, and what people were saying that are calling your program.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I think, distrust right now in the banking system. Well, there's just a lot of distrust in general with the government. I mean, everybody's just wondering, I think, at least amongst my callers, what's going to happen next and what can you do to protect yourself.
Well, your callers are one-sided, though.
They are, for sure, for most part. I mean, we get a couple of people that call in from the other side, but I think there is a lot of distrust. That being said, we have our
chief. It's well-placed, by the way. I don't want to let that go without suggesting that the distrust, the mistrust is well-placed.
And also for different reasons on both sides of the political aisle. So I don't think trust is just, you know, one's the political side or the other, just in different things. But I do think that there's a huge emphasis on a lot of these woke policies on having to check boxes rather than actually service people who are ready to move forward in business. And I think that's one of the problems we saw with SVB. You know, they had no risk assessment. The inflation is incredibly high. Now they're trying to raise the interest rates to tamp it down. That's problematic when you do it really quickly, and I think that's what kind of by and large the message is. But with the bank collapse, also you've got management issues where they're giving out a lot of money to companies because they check boxes, not because they're viable.
All right, Jay and I talked this week about, I had an example of this. I have a close relationship with the bank that I do business with. And so I was talking to the president about what is happening, the regulators, and how they've stormed these small banks. The big banks never have a problem with regulators because they can bully them, they can push them around, because most of the money the United States government has, what it uses to pay you, it has to have a system. It can't just send you a check from the Treasury. It has to go through the banking system. If they sent you a check from the United States Treasury, you wouldn't be able to cash it. So it has to go through the banking system. And most of the government money that's used for payroll and to pay bills is held in four or five large banks. And in the largest banks, sometimes in the regions where the Fed districts are, you certainly see the Chase Bank, Citibank, you see Wells Fargo. These are the huge banks, and they never have a problem. They're the ones buying up this week. Two or three or four banks were bought up by a couple of these big banks, so they get bigger and bigger, and bigger, like everything else. Everything's getting bigger. less control. The government has no control over those. They go into the little bank like mine that does $1 billion-plus business dollars in business a year. They have three branches, and then they've had to hire all kinds of compliance people. On last Monday morning, the state auditors were in the bank, and they come three or four times a year, and they just showed up because they wanted to make sure they checked on this. They're doing that with all the small little banks that are privately held. That's what they're doing. But the big banks are the ones that failed. The Silicon Valley Bank, that wasn't privately held. So, you know, it's a farce. But how many people are digging around to actually see the story behind the story? Everybody says, oh, I better get my money out of the bank. That's foolish. Yeah, that's the dumbest thing you could do. All right, so there it is. More of our thoughts on the issues of the week. Talk Radio Review at 48 past the hour. The Talk Radio Countdown. Time now for us to take a moment to run through the official list of the stories from Talkers Magazine for this past week. That's what we do, stories, people, that becomes the discussion for the Talk Radio Countdown show. And for you to listen to, sort of study, you can find these lists both on Good Day Show and Talkers.com. The weather, mostly the weather in California at number 10, Wyoming and the abortion pill law rates, that comes in at number 9. What rates at number 8? The Dominion suit against Fox News, still a big item. TikTok is number 7. The candidates running on the Republican side, number 6. The war between the Russians and the Ukrainians is 5. Relationships between China and Russia becomes number 4. The economy is number 3. Bank failures and the Fed, number 2. And number 1 this week, good God, Trump's legal battles. We're still on to that. That's it. That's the list from Talkers.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Talkers Magazine, there are two lists every week that are published at Talkers.com. We also carry them on the Good Day Show website, gooddayshow.com. People list includes at number 10, Rupert Murdoch. Vladimir Putin is at number 9. Xi Jinping is at 8. Ron DeSantis is at 7. Jerome Powell weighs in at 6. Michael Cohen. Huh. This should be a threesome. Michael Cohen at 5, Stormy Daniels at 4, and Donald Trump at 3. However, Alvin Bragg is at 3, Joe Biden is at 2, and Trump is, because of all the attention garnered by Cohen and Daniels and all of that stuff. That has become the number one. He has become the number one person on the list. Again, he's not even president. And it's not because he's running for president that he's in the number one position. Imagine. Okay, so that's the people list anyway, the official list. You've heard it here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen with a focus on, number one, what's going on with Donald Trump, his legal battles. He happens to be number one on the story list this week, number one on the people list. What I see that is interesting, as Trump awaits an indictment over this hush money payment, what's going on with his wife, Melania, continuing on with her life, it would seem. She's at home in Palm Beach, but she has been pretty out of, if you will, out of the mainstream.
Her husband is publicly going through all of this about paying off
a
hooker.
Not the first time. It's like the story that never goes away.
Right.
I thought
this
was all kind of settled in 2016 and before that. The interesting thing, though, I don't know how Melania is. You know, everybody always speculates about their marriage, but they're very private, so we don't really know what that's all about. But I will say that this Stormy Daniels thing, it's been so bizarre. The DA calling off the grand jury all week long. There are sources that say that his case is just not strong enough. He can't.
He looks foolish.
He looks like an idiot.
He's a grandstander.
Exactly. And he can't convince the grand jury. And what would be even worse than that is if he pushed this ahead. And you know what they say? You can indict a ham sandwich, because basically an indictment is just a question about wrongdoing.
Uh-huh.
And so he could run the risk of trying to push this forward and then getting it into a court and then having a judge throw it out. Because this same charge has been thrown out like two or three different times by the federal government and local government. So I don't know. There was even a letter that came out this week. I'm not sure if you guys saw it, from Michael Cohen himself, who said that it was signed by his lawyer, by Michael Cohen's lawyer in 2018, saying that Trump had no idea that Michael Cohen had paid this money out. And so all of the stuff that they were saying has now been blown up.
Yeah.
Well, because they give him a retainer. And so that's what Trump said all along. Michael Cohen had a budget all of his own. Didn't come from Trump for specific things, essentially. Mm.
So then why didn't Trump stand up for Cohen instead of letting him go to jail? Why didn't he take that
position? Well, because Cohen was lying about stuff. That's what Trump has said all along.
Trump is lying as well. It's pretty clear that everybody's lying about this stuff. I go back to Melania for a second because I think it's an interesting side story to this. Good heavens, here's my voice again.
Well, and when he was president, there were always so many different photos and videos where he went to hold her hand and she hits the hand away, or where she would keep a certain amount of distance. And it's like, oh, what was the storyline? That she didn't want him to be president? She didn't want to be the first lady? It could have very well been all of this. Her husband
I'm surprised she's still with him.
I think that was a lot of palace intrigue stuff, though. I mean, I don't know what their marriage is like. I don't know if it's, you know, the perfect happy marriage.
What do you
but
think
I will
it's
say,
like? Mm-hmm. Come on.
Well, I think there's a lot of
benefits. Marriage, for all we know.
I think that, yeah, I mean, it could be anything. Who knows? I mean, there's probably a lot of benefits to being the first lady and to being, you know, Trump's wife.
That's
and there's probably
there.
A lot of takeaways as well. Mm-hmm. But she was with him on the stage when he announced that he was running again. She gave a little speech as well saying, I'm all in on this. They were holding hands. They were touching each other. So, you know, I think a lot of people like to speculate because they either love or they hate Trump, whatever it is. I just don't think a lot of people know what their marriage is like because they don't really talk about it.
Well, they're often seen together, eating and that sort of thing, attending events. That, you know, there's a lot of that that goes on. You know, you said something about when he reached over for her hand, she brushed him away. That reminds me of a similar scene when Bill Clinton was caught with his pants down, literally, and he and Chelsea and Hillary were walking out of church a Sunday morning after this all came out, and Bill reached over for Hillary's hand, and she slapped it. Do you remember that? Right. So, you know, and then that brings it back around to, what are these guys all about? What is there about the power? Do you have to have that sort of psychological focus to be so so intent on power and control? And it usually shows up in a sexual way. It shows up, you know, Clinton and Trump are not the first guys to get caught with their pants down.
Exactly. A lot of people, for a lot of different reasons, go outside of their marriage. That's not right, but it also happens all the time, unfortunately.
Yeah, it does. Right. But does it happen more with people of power? People, look at how many Republicans and Democrats, but it always comes, this Republican who is all about God and church and stuff gets caught with some prostitute someplace. I mean, that happens all the time. So what is there about?
Gabrielle Union talked about that she went out and was cheating because she felt like she had the power to do so.
Yeah.
That's a female perspective.
Right. So is that what goes on here? Anyway, I'm figuring that Trump is not, he's not going to get arrested. And he's not going to, the DA is a big gas bag, and he's running for some kind of office, too, with all this stuff. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.